Fall is just around the corner, and home is the center of it all. At Ashley, seasonal decorating's a breeze with their range of designs and materials. Snuggle up on a family-friendly sectional or an ultra-modern sofa. Or gather outside and enjoy the crisp, cool air with a new fire pit or conversation set. From minor refreshes to total overhauls, Ashley has the essentials to make your home fall functional and fabulous. Shop in-store or visit ashley.com today.
Is that the new iPhone 15 Pro?
Oh yeah, it's made with titanium and the Pro camera is epic. Just got it at T-Mobile.
Nice.
Yeah, and I got their Go 5G Next plan, so now I have the freedom to upgrade my phone every year.
I gotta get to T-Mobile.
Take charge of your upgrades at T-Mobile.com.
Phone now via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. 1 year upgrade requires financing, qualifying device, and upgrading in good condition after 6 months with half paid off.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. Hanging out with you on a Friday night, moving into Saturday morning, waiting on football just like you. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to super producer and host Dave Shepard. He's holding it down live in New York City. Thank you to everybody tuned in all over North America. You're also probably getting ready for football. Maybe you're at home. Maybe you're on the road. Maybe you're making money. Maybe you're leaving the money, getting to the money. I don't know what you're doing. I'm going to be with you for one more hour. I know it's a shame. It's sad. It's pitiful. Makes my heart hurt. So let's make the most of it. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We have gone through a lot tonight. Talked about some of the biggest storylines for this upcoming NFL season. We talked about the Dallas Cowboys and Deion Sanders in Colorado. They're going to be playing in less than 12 hours from now. The Buffaloes and the Nebraska Cornhuskers. We've gone through a lot. Even Wayne Brady got a mention. We just had a caller who hit me up about an interview earlier this week with junior middleweight champion Jermall Charlo, who's going to take on Canelo Alvarez at the end of the month. Yeah, so we got you covered. We've talked about USA basketball. Yeah, they lost to Germany. They're losers. They got to play Canada in a bronze medal game. Going to be a lot of fun. And so we've talked about a lot. I do want to get into the NFC North. Because throughout the course of the show, people have brought up the Green Bay Packers and people have talked about the Bears. You want to know a team that nobody did mention? Of course, the Lions. Nobody has said a damn thing about the Vikings. Everybody knows the Minnesota Vikings are nothing but a bunch of choke artists. They put up all that offense last year, and the defense couldn't stop a damn thing. The most exciting thing about the Minnesota Vikings, I'm just getting this out the way. My apologies to the Viking fans. I just want to see what Justin Jefferson does. Because do Minnesota Viking fans even have faith that Kirk Cousins is going to go out on a limb and actually throw a football, and actually take a risk? The answer is no.
They are who we thought they were.
Well, damn. Coach Green got me out there. No, they're nothing. They're a bunch of bums. They are. Sorry. Minnesota ain't doing nothing. Think the Packers will be an average team. I think it'll be between the Lions. The Bears should be better. The Bears should be better. Let me say that again. The Bears should be better, but I'm going to go with the Lions to win the NFC North. Sounds weird. Sounds odd, but that's where I am rolling. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Dave is calling from Wisconsin. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Dave?
Yo, what's up, JR? How you doing, man?
I'm excellent.
Hey, just got to say before I make my statement here, I'm hard-pressed to ever find a situation where I really don't agree with you. You know, you're always on point with your takes.
Well, thanks. I think you should disagree with me every now and then. That'd be helpful.
Oh, I'm hard pressed too, but anyhow, you know, I'm not 100% sold in on the Lions now. Like, just after watching, you know, the replays of last night's game, you know, it seemed like, you know, there were a lot of things that Mahomes could have taken advantage of, but just might not have had the opportunity. And, you know, just like I said, I didn't really get a chance to watch it, only just watch the replays. But it seemed to me like there was a lot of things, a lot of times when the Lions would be jumping off, and Mahomes, he's the king of, you know, plays, taking free plays. He's going to take risks that he wouldn't take. Now, those free plays aren't getting called on him, and he's taking risks that he wouldn't normally take. So it seemed like the Lions got to take a lot of advantages by some of those calls not being made.
Sure, but then we got to give them credit where credit is due, okay? And I don't want to necessarily date everything back to the end of last season, but there's certainly an attitude change. They have confidence. They're being respected. They're not a laughingstock. Last night, and this is going to be Dan Campbell's MO, and it might bite them in the ass in one game. It might do the reverse. Like, they were aggressive, and you knew they were going to be aggressive from the get-go when they decided to fake a punt and go for it on fourth down. And so it's going to be, and they're going to be a competitive team, man. It's going to be fun to watch.
Yeah, you know, they'll be fun for sure. Campbell does bring some amazing energy, refreshing energy for a fan base that has been, you know, just losers since the 50s, basically.
Oh, damn. You're right.
You know, personally, myself, I'm a Packers fan. I've been a little bit spoiled, you know, and, you know, kind of looked down.
How you feeling about Jordan Love?
You know, the kid's got a laser beam for an arm. He's got a laser beam. I got to watch more. You know, I'm excited to see, you know, where that can lift him up to. And, you know, I think he's got the run game to back him up.
I'm in the same boat as you because I don't know how there are people who are ready to proclaim him as, oh, my God, he's going to be a shock. He's going to be a surprise. We ain't seen him enough. That I don't think anybody has.
You know, I will say, though, you know, if you look back to last year when he was with the Eagles, you give that man one more possession, they win against the Eagles.
Okay. All right, I don't know what that means in regards to his full-on development and what he's going to do in a full season, but okay.
But, you know, his development against that Eagles defense, you know, the man was on point and tossing laser beams.
Well, we're going to see what his development looks like over what is hopefully a full 17-game slate. And maybe the Packers will surprise. Maybe he will, too. This is a good part. We're going to find out. Sooner than later,
yeah,
Dave.
You know, yes. I think him and or I think the Packers and the Vikings go toe to toe for the wild card spot. Maybe behind the Lions.
Okay, all right, good deal. Well, thank you, Dave, for calling from Wisconsin. He's just automatically thrown the Bears out of the window. It's gonna be close, I think, in the NFC North. Like, who has a clear cut advantage? The Lions are riding a high towards the end of last season. The Minnesota Vikings are ridiculously disappointing. You got the Bears, who have now added additional talent and help surrounding Fields. You would hope that he takes a step forward. So you got Lions, Bears. We know the Packers, they lost, or maybe they got rid of. Maybe nobody wanted each other no more. Aaron Rodgers is gone. So we got to be realistic. Nobody has a clear cut. I think the Lions are in a good position to continue to grow. And it's going to be close. I don't know. Maybe does everybody end up with 8, 9 wins, 10 wins? It's going to be close. 855-212-4CBS. Sam is here from Ontario. Shout outs to Canada. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Sam?
Hey, JR. How you doing?
I'm amazing. How are you?
Good, man. I love your show.
Thanks. I love you for listening.
I just wanted to bring up the whole Canada versus USA for the bronze medal for the NBA.
Okay.
And put a shout out there for Vince Carter, who has sent this young, you know, when you were a kid and you cheered for your favorite player and you were like 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, whatever it is. Well, guess what? Vince Carter's, he has built this legacy of star NBA players coming from Canada, going to the college ranks and going to the NBA. And too bad it's not a gold medal game. Don't get me wrong. I wouldn't be up that early to watch it either. But a bronze medal game, maybe it's a foreshadow for a Paris Olympics. Canada,
you're gonna get up and watch that? You're going to get up and watch?
No, I'm going to tape it.
Okay. Okay.
All right. I'm going to tape it. But I one thing about Canada, right? We're like a nation behind something that once it gets rolling, right? So we're rolling behind this team. They lost to Serbia, bunch of old grizzled vets. Vince Carter's legacy lives on, man. SGA, you got Jamal Murray, you have a bunch of kids. You have Steve Nash, Canadian NBA Hall of Famer. Just let it go. Let's see what happens in the Paris Olympics. Maybe we get a Canada-U.S. final.
Okay. Hey, that'd be fun. Well, thank you, Sam, for calling from Ontario. I think right now they're battling for bronze in a FIBA World Cup, and maybe that'll be a little precursor of things to come. Vinny's calling from Arizona. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, what's going on, JR? Thanks for taking my call, brother.
Sure.
Hey, so I'm a huge Saints fan, and a lot of my friends are giving me grief over Derek Carr. So, in your honest opinion, how do you feel Carr's going to be in that offense? Like, I don't expect him to be 2016 MVP candidate before he broke his leg. But in my opinion, I don't think he's had a better offense around him in his entire career.
I mean, if we go back and look at the past few seasons, but the offensive line was completely trash. I mean, they had Leatherwood in front of him, and that guy gets cut everywhere that he goes. I think Derek Carr and the Saints are going to have a good year. I have no idea what to expect from Michael Thomas, but even if he is 80% of the player that he was before he had all of the leg issues, I think they're going to be fine. I'm not overly worried about Derek Carr and or the Saints. I think between both they and the Falcons, they're going to be battling it out for who comes out on top in the NFC South. And so I'm not all that concerned. I think Derek Carr is going to have a good year. Is it going to be I'm going to, you know, help take this team to the Super Bowl year? I don't think so. But I wouldn't be shocked if they made the postseason and then got eliminated.
Right, that's kind of where I'm at. Like, I don't expect Carr to be the savior like Drew Brees was. I mean, obviously Brees is kind of a generational talent, you know, like Peyton, Eli Manning, Brady, Roethlisberger, you know, those names.
Right.
And then from what a previous caller had stated a little while back about college coaches going professional, I mean, Pete Carroll's done it for how many years successfully? So what do you think makes him different compared to some of the other ones that gave it an honest shot and then just completely sucked at it?
I don't know. I think it's a matter of commitment and not being arrogant. If we think about Nick Saban or we think about Urban Meyer, I mean, these are two dudes who to a certain degree, it's like big man on mountain and thinking that's going to translate over into the NFL. And Pete Carroll, if you see his personality, he's a little affable. He doesn't come across that way. And so I think he connects better whether you happen to be someone who is 19 years old or 29. I think coming over from the college ranks to the professional ranks, you got to understand that you're not coaching young men. You're coaching grown men, people with families, people with kids and spouses and wives and multiple girlfriends. Like, you got to treat them different. And so I think that's the case. You can't go from college thinking, oh, my God, I had success, and now drag that over to the NFL. It doesn't work that way. You got to prove it from scratch, you know?
Right, and that's why I firmly believe that Deion Sanders would be an outstanding NFL coach. I feel like the way he...
He'd have the respect of the
connects.
Room.
Yeah, he commands that respect, but he does it in a way that isn't, you know, pompous or arrogant, like you mentioned. He does it in a way of, hey, you know what, like, here's our game plan. Like, y'all get behind me, and we're going to do this. Like, TCU was, I don't remember what they were, like, favored by. I don't remember the spread on that. But,
yeah, it was three touchdowns.
But, I mean, just the way, like, he – I feel like how he mentally prepares his team. Like, hey, you know what? Like, they expect us to get, you know, waxed on the field. Like, as long as we believe in this room, that's the only thing that matters. Like, I remember him calling out one of the reporters, like, do you believe us?
Yeah.
Do you believe in us? And wow. The reporter's like, believe in what? And he's like, you don't believe.
Well, it ain't the reporter's job to believe in squat diddly, you know. Just tell the truth about what you think is going to happen. But I hear you. I think he would have success in the NFL because there wouldn't be a locker room that he walks into. This would be probably the only case, and thank you, Vinny, for calling from Arizona. If Deion Sanders were to be an NFL head coach, it would probably be the only time that you could say an NFL team had a celebrity head coach. And we can go up and down the lines of the most successful coaches in the league. If you want to go Shula or Madden, or you can go to I'm talking celebrity. This would be a different level of, ooh. Oh, my God, Deion is my coach.
I got one for you, JR.
Go for it.
Vince Lombardi.
No, man, that's celebrity.
No, I know. Vince Lombardi could have run for president and won in the 1960s.
I'm talking about for the level and respect of awe of the dude in the room. This man, Deion Sanders, especially in the time and the era that we live in right now, especially as he's this is the thing, he's still relevant. Like, he carries. I don't think Jerry Rice would coach a team right now and have the same awe factor for Deion Sanders who would walk into an NFL locker room. The players would be like, oh, my God, this guy is here with us. And it's just because of where we're at in the world. And the thing is, Deion has managed to keep himself relevant. We could think about Vince Lombardi, and I know well about him and coming out of Brooklyn and Fordham and Jersey and everything that he's done. But I think Deion Sanders, I'm not talking about football. I'm not talking about in what you do in a running for office. Deion Sanders, in the world of professional sports, especially having played, he transcends the game. He's a star. He has changed the game. He has influenced fashion. He has had an effect on black culture over the past 30 and 35 years, how people show up to games. That's a different level. So when I talk about celebrity, it's not just popularity or name recognition or what the Q rating or score is. Deion is in a different space that we have not seen a coach, if he were to go into the NFL at all. And so it'd be a respect. He'd be able to talk to the players in a different way. And what are you going to say? That's Deion. You can't say nothing. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Jesse calling from Massachusetts. What's up, Jesse?
JR, what's happening, man?
How
Thanks
are you?
Thanks for the call. So I guess I'll preface this by saying lifelong Pats fan. I'm 26 years old, so I've enjoyed quite a bit of success over the years. But I got to say, I'm not too happy with how people are kind of rating off the Pats this year. I understood it last year, given the coaching staff and all that, but I got to say, I think this defense is next level this year. A lot of people are sleeping on it, but they made some big additions. Christian Gonzalez and whatnot. I just think they're going to have a great defense. And then picking up Billy O. I don't know. I just kind of want to get your thoughts on the Pats this year.
Well, I think in order – see, the Patriots, the benefit for the New England Patriots is, regardless of how you feel about Bill Belichick and how he spends money and hasn't spent money and who he signs, who he doesn't sign, he's still one of the best coaches in the league. You know his defense is going to compete. But when it comes down to offense, of which any successful team needs to do, the New England Patriots, are you confident that Mac Jones is going to go out there and sling the rock along with, I don't know, and I know his receivers suck right now, we saw it, but a Patrick Mahomes? Is he going to generate the type of offense of a Lamar Jackson and the Ravens? Is he going to do the Superman of a Josh Allen? Is he even now with Aaron Rodgers? We know Mac Jones, he ain't Aaron Rodgers. So, yeah, we can be confident in the defense. You can look at Bill Belichick. What is Mac Jones going to do? That's it.
Yeah, you know, if I could get this last point in, I totally agree. I got to say, it's make or break for Mac this year. I mean, I am going to give him the benefit of the doubt. Last year, given the fact that he was working with, you know, Joe Judge and Matt Patricia, I think that was just foolish from Belichick. But I got to say, maybe the vibe of the Patriots is going to be back to those early 2000s Patriots where they're just ground and pounding the ball. I mean, they got a good backfield and a solid.
I don't think that works anymore in the NFL, man.
That's fair.
You gotta throw it now, man. Yeah. You can't ground and pound it and defensive control. You gotta have a QB who is going to get some yards. Is he gonna do it with his legs? Is he gonna get it with his arm? You need a Hurts. You need a Josh Allen. Yeah. Joe Burrow. I think Joe Burrow and Herbert might be some of the only exceptions that aren't just running all over the place. And even those dudes, when it's time to go, they can go. Mac Jones really has to show. But I agree with you. If he doesn't show that he's the dude this year, then Belichick is going to have to pull the plug because people are going to start looking at him and going, man, what the hell is your problem?
Yeah. Thanks for the call, JR.
No doubt, Jesse. Thank you for calling from Massachusetts. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I'm going to get to more of your calls, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Don't move.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
I just want to say thank you for being on this show and giving me some good content every time I leave my girlfriend's house. Give me some time to chill, relax, and listen to some good sports news.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. Just had a caller ask about the Patriots, and I'm like, man, we can look at Belichick and the defense. What is the offense going to do? Because you got to keep up with everybody else in the AFC, man. You got quarterbacks just throwing the rock around. That's it. And I mentioned one of the quarterbacks because, you know, we don't see Joe Burrow running around a lot, not the way that you see some Lamar Jackson or Josh Allen going. And I mentioned both Herbert and Burrow. Let me tell you something. Chargers are going to be in for a good game, too. They're going to take on Miami this upcoming Sunday. That should be a good game. You have Justin Herbert, who is just, we're going to be watching this dude throw the ball for the next 10 or 15 years at a high level. Doesn't get hurt, is very careful, is throwing it all over the damn place. And then we have Tua Tagovailoa, who's the opposite of Justin Herbert, and not just size and stature, but in durability, probably because of his size and his stature. And so that should be a great one to watch. Hopefully the Chargers don't choke. I don't know if I have all that much confidence in Coach Staley to not go out there and blow a game. It seems that the Chargers always either succumb to either injuries or poor coaching decisions, like what took place against the Jacksonville Jaguars. Either way, Justin Herbert is looking at a fresh start. He spoke to the media. And he says, yeah, I'm excited for week one. And there's a simple reason as to why.
It's another opportunity to go play football. You know, that's the thing that we've been looking forward to all year. So guys have been working hard in the offseason, and it's another chance to go play football out there. So we're looking forward to the opportunity.
And he's damn good at it, too. He's not in every commercial. He's not selling you anything. Justin Herbert just probably wants to go fishing and play football, throw the ball around. Talked about Tua Tagovailoa, the man that put on more muscle. He trained. He's durable now. He feels that he can go through a whole season without ripping anything, tearing anything, being driven into the ground. And more importantly, he learned how to fall. Hopefully no damn concussions. We hope. His head coach, Mike McDaniel, he spoke, and he was asked about Tua's durability, whether or not he can go through an entire 17-game season. Mike McDaniel said, yeah.
Obviously, it's a violent sport. What gives you confidence that Tua is ready to play 17 games this regular season?
I think when you go into a situation and you completely cross all the T's, dot all the I's on what you can control. If I worried about stuff that could possibly happen or, all the different things that can happen in the game of football, I'd be spending a lot of time worrying about something that was that probably by statistics didn't happen. Like you deal with whatever comes in front of you. I'm very confident because he is hasn't wasted a day in getting ready for this season. That was a huge goal of his. He understands what he means to this football team, and I can tell you honestly that he does not take that for granted at all.
Okay, Tua Tagovailoa ate a couple of protein shakes and did 5 extra push-ups. Okay, big deal. I hope he's healthy. I hope he is. He's been dealing with injuries, whether it's his hip. He's been busted up since he left Alabama. And I wish nothing but the best because I'd love to see him go out there. He is one of the most accurate passers that we've seen more recently in the NFL. And I hope he stays healthy. Who wants to see anybody go down to head injuries? The answer is nobody. 855-212-4CBS. Frankie calling from Chicago. What's up, Frankie?
What is going on? Huge fan, JR. Wouldn't say that I'm out here on the biggest country music tour on the planet, but if I was, I'd be telling you the truth. JR, got a question for you. First of all, I think David Shepard is super talented, not only answering the questions, but filling in for you, but we're a big fan of yours. My question is this, my friend. Is the NFL a quarterback league or is it a team league? I'm from the school that Patrick Mahomes, give him 3 or 4 serviceable players, he's going to be successful. Other people would think you need players around a serviceable quarterback. Your thoughts?
Well, thank you, Frankie, for calling from Chicago. I think it boils down to a QB. If you don't have a QB, you don't got nothing, man. That's just what it is. I mean, you can have a great team. So, for instance, I think what the Atlanta Falcons have done here in Georgia, how Terry Fontenot has built out the team is amazing on both offense and defense, so drafting players, signing players. But what they need in the middle of the team to actually get over the hump is a QB. That's it. And everybody needs serviceable players. It is a team game. This is not the NBA, which is predicated a little bit more in isolation. You can get 2 amazing stars, and fill out the roster, and you could be competitive. Maybe you might even be competitive enough to get a championship. And, yeah, you need a full roster, 11 offense, defense, special teams. You need that. But if you really want to win, you need a QB. We just had this conversation, whether it's Mac Jones. We can go down the list. You have no quarterback. You are not winning. That's it. Throw Trent Dilfer, Brad Johnson, throw these dudes out the window, even to be competitive enough to get there. Them days are over. 855-212-4CBS. Lee's calling from San Diego. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, JR. I got a simple question. I want a new team to win the Super Bowl this year.
Okay.
I think there's like 7 teams that haven't won it yet. And I'd really like to see some new blood in there, man. I'm almost 59 years old, man. I'm going to be there in 16 days.
Why are you so angry?
I'm angry because I'm a Chargers fan. And I want to see the Chargers and the Lions in the Super Bowl this year. That's what I'm hoping.
Okay. Well, I mean, the Bengals have stuck for a long time, and that doesn't count for nothing?
No, I pray for every team that hasn't won a Super Bowl. That's what I said, Jer. I want some new blood.
Okay.
I want a new team to win the Super Bowl.
Well, if it makes you feel any better, a team hasn't repeated in 20 years. So that's a positive, right?
I don't know, man.
Okay.
When's
the last
Padres.
Time you got a hug?
I'm dealing with the Padres this year.
Just mad.
Very unacceptable. And my Chargers left me, and I just have a broken heart, bro.
Wait, Lee not understand what San Diego State did?
He hung up on you.
Damn, Lee.
He hung up.
Man, he makes a funeral look happy.
He hung up. He's sad. He's sad for real. He hung up.
God, Lee.
It was a nice run, and then they lost.
Someone get Lee a dog.
He can get some other things.
Yeah.
It's possible. Marco Belletti, send him some other things.
Okay.
Marco's like, I'm not getting involved in that.
Marco's pissed, not to speak for Marco.
Whoa.
Because the Yankees, correct me if I'm wrong.
They lost.
They just cannot get out of their own way. It's unbelievable.
It's been a whole season.
That's not why I'm angry. That was why I was angry for a while.
Okay. So
I'm angry now simply because they waited until September to bring up kids that now have provided a spark, but all year they said they weren't ready. But when they were out of the race, when it was finally over and they wanted to sell tickets for a month, now they're ready. That bothers me. That angers me to no end.
That's fair.
But Dominguez got, what, 4 home runs in 7 games, right?
First guy to do that since 1901, and that's only because that's as far as they go back in the modern era.
Well, how many games did he play in AAA?
Nine.
Games? Yeah.
Jeez.
So, again, all year they kept saying, he's not ready. But he was ready when you're garbage and you want to sell tickets. Now he's ready? Please. If you had a chance to actually salvage your season, you didn't want to do it, that makes me angry.
So who gets fired now? Nobody, right?
No one. And you know what they do? Run it back.
Yeah, everybody will be everybody will have to look at Boone. Cashman ain't going anywhere, but
now Cashman's part of the family. I don't think Boone for a while I thought might get tossed overboard. I think they're gonna hold on to him too. And they're gonna also hang their hat on the fact that look how well they played down the stretch when they brought up the kids. The future is bright. Okay.
Absolutely. Can't wait for New York Yankees spring training. Let's go to Tampa. Sucks. Sucks. What was the score tonight? 9-3? 8-3?
10-3, right?
8-2.
8-2, jeez.
8-2.
Does it matter?
Yeah, it's ass whooping.
10-3, 9-3, 8-2.
They were winning 2-0, too.
Well, yeah, early.
Yeah.
Yeah, early.
Usually you got to score more than 2 runs a game. That's kind of like the problem.
Yeah.
They score about 2 a game.
Yeah, we could thank Dominguez for hitting another home run.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He's so Severino. The poor guy, and he's hurt now. What a life! Anyway, it's terrible. Yankees suck this year.
Hey,
it's
listen, JR, you're going to be talking about it tomorrow.
Yeah, well, I'll be following another Yankees game, so maybe they come out on top this time.
Not a chance.
Not a chance. Come on, it's baseball. Every day is a chance.
Well, what I'm saying is the Yankees, to Marco's point, they win 5 in a row. I think they win 8 of 9. And then they remember that they're the Yankees of old. It's unbelievable.
They'll
this team
play
was,
a game tomorrow. Maybe they'll win.
Season's over. It's disappointing because they won 5 in a row. They have the Tigers, a very winnable team. They have the Brewers, a very winnable team. They're 6.5 back. They're making a run, finally. We remember what happened with another New York team. Remember the 69 Mets? They made that kind of similar run and they ended up winning the World Series. And it's just a joke because they just do not really – they don't care when they lose. And I think that's the biggest – that's what hurts more than anything else is this Yankees team, if George Steinbrenner were still alive, they would never accept any of this.
But we can't dig them out, man.
No.
Can't go get them.
I think that's against the law.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think they frown upon that. I don't think they want you to do that.
Unless you're Joe Pesci in Goodfellas.
Yeah. Well, he's been gone a minute now. did they bury him, right?
Steinbrenner?
Sure.
Was he in New Jersey or something?
I have no idea. He was from Cleveland.
Oh, you think they took him back?
I have no idea.
That's right. He did all the horses and stuff out there. I don't know. We'll look that up. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We'll get to more of your calls before we roll out.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, thanks for taking my call. You have a great show. I listen to you on my midnight shift every night.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Getting ready to wind things down and wrap things up for tonight's show. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. One of our prior callers, I think it was Lee from San Diego, he wants to see all types of new blood in the Super Bowl. He wants to see a new champion. He's sick of looking at the same faces, the same people, etc., etc. He said, damn it, I would love to see the Chargers and the Lions. Well, good luck to you on that. I don't think that's going to happen. I don't think that will be the case. And if you want new blood, I think you can also thank the Los Angeles Rams. They mortgaged their entire future to get themselves a Super Bowl, and now they suck. Okay? It's real unfortunate for the Rams fans that actually exist. I don't think my friends in St. Louis, a lot of them are rooting for the Rams. But Cooper Kupp, this guy went down, and now it doesn't appear that he is going to be around. I mean, his hamstring stinks, and now they're talking about potentially putting him on injured reserve. And so his head coach, Sean McVay, spoke about it. The Rams are going to open their season against the Seattle Seahawks, and Sean McVay, he basically said, yeah, I may have to put this dude away for a little while. Take a listen.
You wish he was able to go, but I got a lot of confidence in the guys. This is something that we probably thought was going to be the situation for a while now. So this isn't anything new to us, but rather just put it to bed, not have to continue to answer questions. Want to be able to get Cooper back when he's ready to go. And in the meantime, you know, a lot of guys have been able to get a great chance to be able to develop, establish a rapport with Matthew and the rest of the group. And looking forward to watching these guys compete on Sunday.
Okay. Yep, Cooper Kupp, it looks like he's peaked, which wouldn't be a surprise. Not at all, it wouldn't. 855-212-4CBS. Bobby's here from Niagara Falls. What's up, Bobby?
Hi, JR. I'm a new listener for about a month. I won't be long because I know you're running short on time. By the way, I think it's cool the way you played Dennis Green because they even use him on the news shows, on the cable news channels, because that's such a cool bite. But I'm a blind person, so when I put the TV on, I'm not an expert. I can't exactly see what's going on the screen. But my buddy says that he thinks the Bills. So I'm asking you because you're an expert. My buddy thinks that the Bills made a mistake by drafting Josh Allen. If you look at Mahomes and Burrow, and he says that Josh Allen doesn't have what it takes to get the Bills over the hump. I want your take on that.
No, I don't believe so. I think if you look at the team around him, he hasn't necessarily always had the best talent. I mean, they were able to bring in Stephon Diggs, but even when you look past Stephon Diggs, like his best wide receivers haven't even been in that category. I mean, Gabe Davis is the next best wide out. Dawson Knox is good, but he ain't in that upper echelon of tight ends. And so he's had to take on being pretty much Superman. And what I admire about Josh Allen is his first 4 years in the NFL, every year he got incrementally better. And now he's reached the point where it's just like, well, damn it, he really probably can't get any better. He can probably become a more efficient passer and lessen how much danger he puts himself in. But there ain't too much more space or room for him to get better unless he just becomes a completely different quarterback, unless he becomes Patrick Mahomes, and that's not going to happen. So,
I want to say one other thing. I turn off the TV now since I'm a new listener, and you always keep me on the edge of my seat. And the other thing I want to say is your producer's a nice guy. Usually you don't see that in producers who answer the phone. Is he Marco? Is that his first name?
No, his name is David Shepard. David is also the one who plays the amazing sound bites that you hear, as you mentioned, Dennis Green.
Oh, he's a nice guy, but thanks for taking my call, JR, and I'm going
to
be listening.
You can talk to him. He's right here.
Oh, okay.
Bob,
he doesn't want to say anything.
Bob,
go ahead,
thanks for tuning in, man. We appreciate you very much.
Hi, Dave. You're different than other producers. I've called other shows, and they're very standoffish, and they like act like they don't want to be bothered.
Well,
but I think you're a very warm person. So.
Bobby, can I tell you the truth?
Yeah.
So there's twofold to that. One, I was raised the right way, and two, when you work with a host who's as kind and as generous as JR, it just trickles on down. And I'm being dead serious about that. So a lot of that is the culture that JR sets from the top, man. So, but thank you for listening. Seriously.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to pray for you guys. Is that okay?
Sure.
That's fine. I'm a jerk, Bobby. I need it.
Okay. Well, thanks, guys.
All right. You be well, my man. Thank you, Bobby.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right. Take care. Well, that's nice. You call me an expert. I'm not an expert at anything. I just sit down and say stuff, man. Just make sure it works. That's it. What you got going on for the weekend, Shep? What you doing?
Well, I'm moving.
Congratulations.
Thank you, sir. Moving in with my girlfriend. And
Nice. Giggity, giggity all the time.
Yeah,
man.
I appreciate that, man. And JR, you know if we do have a wedding, you are obviously more than invited. I'll even invite that guy sitting across from us right now who's up and coming as a host. And, you know, speaking of up and coming, I'm hosting this Sunday, and I'm going to try to check you out on WFAN, man, because I love the New York vibe that you give on that station as well.
All right. Well, listen, the Yankees are going to win or lose, and people will be pissed off either way. So
yeah, I'll take the latter.
It makes things easy and simple for me. Listen, enjoy the weekend. I'll be back. When am I back? 10 on Monday, 7 Pacific?
Yeah, man. Jets, Bills, baby.
Jets, Bills. Yeah, we'll talk about Aaron Rodgers and whether or not he can stand New York, even though he's in New Jersey. We'll see. Listen, folks, enjoy the football. Enjoy the weekend. Enjoy it all. The JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. It's a wrap. It's done. I'll be back Monday. Thank you to Shep. Thank you to the listeners. But don't go anywhere. You want to know why? Shep, tell them why.
Ryan Hickey's coming up next.
Yeah, Ryan Hickey's coming up next. He's good. I like him.
Walk the dogs, school drop-off, meetings from 10 to 3, take kids to soccer, then no time left for a jog.
When everyone else is relying on you, it's easy to put your needs last. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online, so you can show up for yourself the way you do for others. Visit betterhelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/positive.
Facts are facts, like how contributing to employees' financial security makes them want to work harder for their company. In fact, according to a 2023 study by Principal, 87% of employers say that better employee financial security means employees are more engaged and productive at work. The fact of the matter is that employees want to feel financially secure in their future. So consider this. Principal helps you invest in your employees by providing customized benefits and retirement plans to help keep your employees more engaged and productive. When you take care of your team, they take care of business. That's a fact. Learn how Principal can help you find the right benefits and retirement plan for your team at principal.com/benefits. Products and services offered by member companies of the Principal Financial Group, Des Moines, Iowa. For important information, visit principal.com/disclosures.
I'm here to tell you about Pom Pom at Home, where comfort meets elegance. Pom Pom at Home is offering 20% off site-wide for a limited time. See why so many of the top designers use Pom Pom's luxury easy care bedding. They have created a timeless, beautiful, coastal living look that incorporates subtle tones and natural fibers, offering a unique touch. Create your dream bed now. Get 20% off sheets, duvets, throws, and more right now at pompomathome.com. Easy to use, easy to love luxury bedding. Just enter code POMPOM at checkout.
You did it, along with millions of people who prioritized their health and got vaccinated against COVID-19 to help protect against severe illness and hospitalization, too. Now, let's keep it up.
Keep it up!
With this season's updated COVID-19 shot, designed to help protect against recent variants. According to the CDC, you can get a COVID shot at the same visit as your flu shot if you're due for both. Ask your doctor or pharmacist to learn more and schedule on the CDC's vaccines.gov.
Keep it up!
Sponsored by Pfizer and BioNTech.